IVM.
Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye. Imagine a situation where I invite you for dinner, experiment with a one-pot meal, and it turns out to be nasty. Imagine a situation where you have all your files on one laptop and the laptop crashes on the day of your meeting and all your presentations are gone. Imagine a situation where you have just one outfit appropriate for your college freshers party and the laundry guy burns a portion of it while ironing. At times like these, we all wish for the same thing. Oh, I wish I had a backup plan. Let me clarify something. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance Presents, a Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a ladies' special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. There was a small WhatsApp joke that was circulated a few years back. A man asked for a train ticket, then he said, "Give me one more." The friend asked, "Why do you need 2 tickets for a single trip?" He said, "Backup. What if I lose this first ticket?" The friend smartly asked, "What if you lose both tickets?" And the man conveniently replied, "Don't worry. I have a season pass in my pocket already." We need not overthink and overdo backups like this. Someone who cooks 56 bhog for 4 guests is a major over backup. Using 4 laptops to retain data backup is also an over backup. And if you shop till you drop just for one freshers party, I don't need to say what that is, right? Today's episode of A Sip of Finance is focused on understanding a few simple finance fundamentals for backups. In financial language, backup means asset allocation. You may have heard this in many financial webinars or many advisors must have mentioned this. Let us simplify this today. Firstly, for this episode, let us assume that the term asset means money that you want to park somewhere. And allocation means distributing across various choices. From a financial discipline point of view, asset allocation means when you want to park your extra money, you check what the available financial instruments are and then you distribute the money amongst them. As a woman myself, I know we are all really biased. You know, every time I go out shopping for clothes, I decide I won't even try out black or red dresses because I have too many of them. But then, after trying out several, at least half my purchases end up being black or red. Naturally, we do the same thing in financial decisions. We decide, Google, check out new schemes or meet company advisors and then happily slip into our comfort zones. An ultimate contradiction to asset allocation. So next time you feel the pain to make these new unconventional decisions, be aware that it is just okay. Because it is the same pain you feel to part with your black and red dresses outside the trial room. And it is the same miserable feeling when there's a purple day in the office and you remember you chose to buy black instead of purple. Let us take 3 action steps and overcome this in today's episode. Step 1. You may have limited or unlimited resources to buy more than the required number of clothes. But with the right financial instruments, you will always feel the scarcity psychologically. So a simple step is to first accept, even if you have a limited amount of money to invest, save, or insure, always split it across multiple instruments. Many of you may have heard of the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It is natural to presume that we can do that only when we have too much excess money. But that's actually a wrong assumption. Right away, grab a pen and paper and just make a note of how your savings, investing, and insuring summary looks. Is it biased towards one or just a few instruments? Or is it well balanced? Step 2. One more inherent trait we have is to keep everything inside our hearts. We may be furious over the shoes which our husband throws off once back from office. We are furious when we are compared to other women. We get annoyed when we are held responsible when our child scores low. And then after this series of quiet frustration, we unleash all hell one day for something that might be absolutely petty. It's the same with our finances. We continue to save only and only for the long term most of the time. I will spend when there's an emergency. Let this money be safe in the dabba in the kitchen. We will use it later. In many of my earlier episodes, I have shared about creating micro, short, mid, long, and super long-term checklists. Only if you make this, asset allocation will look logical. Otherwise, it will always seem like a mess. Step 3. Asset allocation is very much like a diet plan. You need to customize it as per your lifestyle and your current situation. You can't do keto for a month, jump to intermittent fasting in the next, and then suddenly hit Zumba floor in the next. There are many age-wise allocation percentage in the market, but they are generalized. The best allocation is always the one tagged to your checklist, your family financial priorities, and your own research. It doesn't end here. In the next episode, let us continue this jargon called asset allocation and simplify it further for you. As you know, my motive is very simple. I just want every Nari's finance knowledge to get bhari. Stay tuned while we bring in the next episode. Till then, check your allocation, revise your checklist, and prepare your asset allocation chart. That's a wrap on this episode of SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye.